is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's Taliban government has ordered all Afghan women to wear the all-covering burqa in public. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move confirmed the worst fears of rights activists in the country and will heighten tensions between the new rulers and the international community. Sheer Mohammed, an official from the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, announced there will be consequences for those who do not follow the new law. Women who do not wear the covering, firstly, should be identified and their guardians should be advised, and the women themselves should be punished. The decree evokes similar restrictions on women during the Taliban's previous hardline rule between 1996 and 2001. Khalid Hanafi, the acting minister for the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, said the ruling was to allow Afghan women to live with what he called dignity and safety. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's armed forces Saturday released footage said to show a Russian landing ship being destroyed near Snake Island, a small island under Russian control in the Black Sea. The Ukrainian army said a missile launched from a Ukrainian drone destroyed the Russian warship. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry said an armed drone also destroyed a missile defense system on the island. Snake Island is located 160 kilometers south of the Ukrainian port of Odessa. Striking Snake Island would impede Russia's efforts to control the Black Sea. Meanwhile, six missiles hit the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa on Saturday. This according to the spokeswoman for Ukraine's Southern Military Command, who spoke to Ukraine's public broadcaster. You can keep up on all of the news we're covering from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening.